AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's nighttime in Nepal. Many people are sleeping outside for fear of another aftershock. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 1,100 people. Historic buildings in the capital, Kathmandu, are in rubble. The AP's Ashok Sharma reports emergency teams have been working through the night.
Rescue teams are now busy removing the rubble, trying to save people, but really they have a big battle at hand because it's a mountainous area and reaching remote areas would not be very easy. And with the weatherman predicting some rain, tomorrow is going to be a very challenging and difficult day for them.
The United States is sending a disaster response team as well as $1 million in aid. Alina Shrestha with World Vision says people in Kathmandu are terrified.
We have been 40 aftershocks in 3 hours' time after the first earthquake. So since then, children have been scared to get inside their houses. And in fact, I have around 30 people in my house to take shelter.
The quake set off an avalanche on Mount Everest. At least 10 climbers were killed. People are marching through the streets of West Baltimore. Freddie Gray was arrested there and died almost a week ago after being taken into custody. A much larger crowd is expected later at Baltimore City Hall. Signs in the crowd read, "Community control of police now" and "Jail killer police." With the Patriot Act surveillance law about to expire, the Obama administration has released a report from 2009 examining the one secret program to collect information on Americans' calls and emails. The redacted report offers some new details about the secrecy surrounding the program. Nielsen says close to 17 million people watched last night on ABC the interview between Diane Sawyer and Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner announced he identifies himself as a woman. This is AP Radio News. Legalized pot in Colorado and elsewhere has lawyers getting more involved in the marijuana business. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
Some law firms specialize in marijuana law, from where to put a shop to dealing with taxes and the like. Other, more established firms have their own marijuana divisions. All are trying to work with state laws that make medical or recreational marijuana legal while it is still against federal law.
California and more than 20 other states have legalized the drug for medical use. A judge in New Jersey says a mom's decision to take her 11-year-old daughter to a Pink concert is not evidence of bad parenting. The girl's parents are divorced, and her father accused his ex-wife of abusing her parental discretion by taking their daughter to a Pink concert at the Prudential Center in Newark. The judge said Pink may have some suggestive moves and lyrics, but she's an artist. Her works aren't necessarily inappropriate for mid-teens. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.